Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Jane is with me on the line today because, Jane, you're the parent of students at St. Corbin's Boys National School in Naas in County Kildare, and you're facing some uncertainty ahead of the new school term in September.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, thanks a million for having me on about this now. I do. I have two boys that are going to be directly affected, basically, by this situation. I have one going into junior infants that doesn't know if he will have a place in this coming school year or not.
Why?
As they have been asked by the Department of Education to put on three classes this year, whereas they'd normally have two classes. And now the Department of Education is not supplying a teacher for that class. So there's 25 kids that technically have nowhere to go come September if they can't find a teacher for this class. And if it does go ahead and the class is filled, they will take the teacher from first class, which means two classes will merge
into one,
and the ratio for pupils will be 34 to 1. Now, the Department of Education, their own guidelines are a ratio of 23 to 1, which is like highly inappropriate for me, you know, as children. Like, it's just not a good level of education.
And it's junior infants and first class, isn't it? It would be a mix,
yeah,
a combined mix of the two. And so the school had two classes. There was so many additional students signed up to go to St. Corbin's in Naas, and they were told to put on the third class, and now there isn't a teacher.
Yes, exactly. And the school has fought tooth and nail to try and get one, and the department have just said, no, take one from one of the other classes, essentially.
Is it just that a teacher can't be got?
From what my understanding is that the school might not have filled their quota of pupils for the previous few years. So they're basically saying, you don't have enough students for us to give you another teacher. But yes, they've asked them to put on another class, and now there's no teacher for that class. So they're planning on taking it from first class and moving them into one.
And to
or
be
else,
fair to the school.
Or else not going ahead with the third class. The third junior infants class, excuse me, and then there's 25 kids come September that have nowhere to go, and 50 odd parents extremely uncertain of what's going to happen with their kids' future.
And to be fair to the school, like, they enrolled the additional 25 children as requested.
Exactly, and that's the huge part here. They have done everything they've been asked to do with the, you know, goodwill of they were going to be supplied a teacher, and now no, there's not one available.
For you as a parent, obviously, I mean, your son is getting ready for school, and you've other boys in the school as well too, Jane.
So
don't you?
Yeah, I'll have four in total next year. So we have four boys going to St. Corbin's, and I must say, like, the staff at that school go above and beyond for all of the boys, and they get such a lovely, you know, good education there, and that's just going to be hindered now with this, because like I said, one class with 36 pupils to one teacher, there's no way that anyone is going to get any individual time. Do you know, like, there's just, it's impossible.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Lucy's joining us as well, Jane. Lucy, you're in a similar position, I believe.
I am indeed. Yes, I am. I have a 4.5-year-old boy that's going to junior infants there in September, and was told the same thing, that the Department of Education is refusing to allocate a teacher for the extra class. So we were given the option A and B, 1 and 2 again, same thing, about taking the first class teacher to cover this extra class. So basically, will this happen? What will happen? Because at the moment, I don't know what's going to happen September to come. Will my child have a place or not? So that's it at the moment.
And so in the meantime, you're kind of left in limbo now, waiting
exactly,
to hear,
exactly, yeah,
will it be option A or option B? And then what do you do then? Sure, it's not going to be easy to get your child into another school in Naas, I
it's
assume.
It's not at the moment, no, because, like, I tried five schools already in Naas, and the five schools did say that they were full and there was no vacancies available for him at the moment. So I have contacted the other four schools after the message or email I received yesterday about this, and no, all positions are full. And my child is like 40 or 50 on each list, and was told by each school that the number's not coming down at all. So it's not looking like certain he will get a place anywhere else in another school in Ace.
And this all emerged yesterday, Lucy, because...
A
1.5-page letter, important notice action needed across the top of it, was issued to you and Jane and all of the other parents of the children due to start this September.
That's correct, yeah. Scary email, as I call it. But yeah, so, like, there is no school for my son. I feel right now there's no school unless the education Department of Education allocates a teacher to the new class. Like, St. Corbin's is great. The principal is great. He's done a new class for the new junior inference. We need a teacher. Can someone please put a teacher in there, please? Because, like I said, there's no guarantee my child is going to have school in September. So it's just a waiting game, really. I'm just checking my emails nonstop to see will I get an email to say everything is good to go for September.
And it's a long time between now and September too, isn't it?
It is, kind of waiting
and the uncertainty that comes with that. And, you know, like, in terms, Jane, of what the letter said from the Department of Education, like, it kind of is, it's a sort of an exceptional circumstance, Jane, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something I wanted to clarify as well. Like, when they put on this extra class, like, these were 30 students in NACE that did not have a space in any school. So there was no place, and Corbyn's made a class for these 30 kids that had been rejected by every other school.
Because they were
full. Had nowhere to go. Exactly. So these were 30 kids that had nowhere to go in the beginning. So if they pull this class, there is nowhere else for them to go. And this is what we're dealing with now.
So with 30-odd kids with nowhere to go in September, and the solution was, and a good solution,
put on an extra class,
and the school did that, and they enrolled the students, and you and Lucy and all the other parents are all geared up now for St. Corbin's junior infants come September, and now there's no teacher going to be allocated for this class.
Exactly. It's almost like they put on the class and then went and been like, so what date is the teacher starting? And then saying, oh, teacher? Well, we never said we'd give you a teacher for this class.
Yeah. And this only emerged yesterday, and you got this statement from, was issued by the school, and the two options
exactly.
And fairness laid out and all of the details. And they say quite clearly in it, you know, that they've spent weeks in communications with department
exactly.
officials about this. So, I mean, there's no real light at the end of the tunnel here so far anyway.
No, and I don't know if you saw that James Aulis did put up a Facebook post today kind of saying he was aware of the situation, but that, you know, he's in talks with the department and there's no solution. So I don't really even think they're trying to find a solution. They're just putting the onus now on the school to sort it out. And with the cost of the first class kids getting their teacher taken away from them to accommodate this class.
Yeah, and you'd hope they are, you know, hope they are looking for a solution. We've contacted the school ourselves here today to see if they'd like to join us or talk to us about this, you know, and to reassure the likes of yourself and Lucy and all of the other mums and dads. And they've come back to us to say that at the moment they're going to decline the offer to join us just today because, you know, they've informed the parent body of the situation. They're engaging with the public representatives to try and find a solution, and they want to give them time to resolve this issue in the best interest of the children in their school, and that's from the principal there as well. So perhaps in the future, we might try and, well, hopefully if it isn't resolved, hopefully we'll maybe try and see if they'd like to join us again another day. But for the moment, I suppose, Jane and Lucy, there's not really much you can do, is there?
We're just going into, you know, 8 weeks of hope now and see what happens.
Yeah, well, as he says, as John Jewett, the principal there, says, I want to give the public reps and all involved time to try and resolve the issue in the best interest of the kids. So we'll see where that takes them, and perhaps, I've no doubt, we'll revisit this over the summer period. Jay, look, I hope yourself and Lucy get some form of solution for all of the kids there, and thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Email if you want to join us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.